You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has insisted he will fire senior public sector workers in five key ministries who voted against him in a build-up to an attempted referendum trying to remove him. James Bleers has the details.
According to ruling Socialist Party spokesman Jorge Rodriguez, quote, people who are against President Nicolas Maduro's revolution cannot be in management positions in ministries, public institutions, state or local government. Those five key ministries which are due for the bigwig firings are food, finance, works, basic business and the close to home, as well as too close for comfort presidential office. Their offence, punishable by being for the high jump, was voting against President Maduro in round one of a signature collection, which the opposition aims to lead up to a referendum removing him from power. Hundreds of less highly placed opponents who were workers in the public sector say they've already been fired. Electoral officials insist that phase two, involving the collection of almost 4 million signatures demanding the referendum, can't start until October and would take at least 90 days to assess. This would mean that the January 10th deadline for a fresh presidential election could not be met in time. After that juncture, even if the referendum went against the president, his vice president would take charge, leading the nation until the mandate expired in 2019. The opposition coalition says there's going to be a nationwide protest about this on September 1st. For Vatican Radio, James Bliss reporting.